This is Dr. Souza dictating on Meghan Walsh. That is M-E-G, M as in Mary, M-E-G-H-A-N-N. Meghan, M-E-G-H-A-N-N, and as in Nancy. Date of, I'm sorry, Walsh is W-A-L-S-H, Walsh, W-A-L-S-H. Date of birth is 3/29/83. Date of visit is 9/20/22. Please make a copy for Jennifer Kramer. That is K-R-A-M-E-R, Kramer, Jennifer. The next, let's see, Jennifer Kramer is APRN. Next paragraph, chief complaint is possible obstructive sleep apnea and asthma. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 39-year-old, very obese female who had an episode of bronchitis. Recently. And has been experiencing cough with asthmatic symptoms, as well as snoring. The patient did have a office spirometry, which revealed severe restriction, and she was advised further pulmonary evaluation. The patient has daytime fatigue, and denied any significant cough, but has reflux symptoms and postnasal drip. She has used a albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for a C-section in 2008 and 2012. She has had trauma to her right leg and left arm with fractures, requiring repair and metal plate placement. She also had a hysteroscopy and has had asthma for many years. She is hypertensive and has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Other past history includes, next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient never smoked, occasional alcohol use. She worked as a title clerk. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of multi-organ failure, father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, review of, I'm sorry, medication list, montelukast 10 milligrams a day, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, and albuterol inhaler 2 pulse PRN, losartan 100 milligrams daily, Brio-Ellipta 1 puff daily. Next, system review. The patient has been extremely overweight, unable to lose weight. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, but has some nasal congestion and wheezing, shortness of breath, and coughing spells. She denies urinary symptoms, frequency, or flank pains. And so no rectal bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has anxiety attacks and depression. She has some joint pain, some muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches. I'm sorry, no seizures, but has headaches and migraines and denies blackouts. No skin rash, no itching. Next. Physical exam, this very obese, middle-aged white female who is alert, no acute distress, there's no pyelorectal cyanosis or lymphadenopathy. There's mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 140 by 90, pulse is 92. As patients are 20, temps 97.8, weight is 359, saturation 97. HE and D non-spheric pupils react when equal. Sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest reveals equal movements with decreased excursions, scattered visas bilaterally, and no crackles. Heart seems regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses, pigmentation of the skin of the lower extremities, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is exogenous obesity and a restrictive lung disease. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will plan the patient will be advised to get a CT chest with contrast, CBC, CMP, and IgE level. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. And advised to continue with Brio, 100 by 25 micrograms, 1 puff daily. And a Ventolin inhaler, 2 plus PRN. Advice coming for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for J. Kramer, APRN.